In the midst of the festivity and gratitude of Thanksgiving week in New York this year is the physical and emotional fallout from Hurricane Sandy. The storm battered the city just over 3 weeks ago and left thousands homeless or displaced. Rashawn Austin's neighborhood was relatively unscathed, but she says loved ones elsewhere in the city weren't so lucky. For her, the awareness of insecurity and blessing are paired this year.
A friend of mine sent me a photo of a spot we used to sit at Long Beach probably 3 months ago. The spot is completely gone. So I think this year, I think a lot of people are really looking at like the fact that I'm actually sitting with my family and we're all healthy, you know, and everything is good, you know, in spite of everything. That's a positive thing.
Among the travelers packing the city's bustling Pennsylvania station is Sandra, an out-of-towner on her way to catch a train home. She and three women friends came to the city without careful planning. She's thankful they survived some unexpected adventures getting here.
Well, yeah, we rode in on Amtrak and we got dumped out in the middle of nowhere, had no idea what we were doing. So we'd never ridden a train. And we were just looking around trying to follow the herd, with all of our luggage. But we made it out of the train tracks. We went up and got a taxi, rolled to our hotel. And once we got our bearings, we just rocked the city. Hung out at a great pub most of the time at night, a little Irish place on Times Square, where we really had a ball.
Up in Central Park, Jeff is having a ball listening to an ad hoc drum circle. He's thankful to be back in his hometown after 20 years out west.
And on this Thanksgiving, I'm grateful for my beautiful, healthy family that I'm here traveling in New York City with. We've been in Los Angeles, 20 years, and we're excited to show the kids the city in the fall, and we're having a great time.
Jeff's 10-year-old daughter has been beaming up at him during this conversation.
Yeah, so what are you thankful for this year?
My family, because they keep me safe and they make me feel special.
At a popular sidewalk cafe uptown, New Yorker Jeff Ellenberger expresses similar feelings.
I'm very grateful for friends who've put out helping hands in times of stress. I came in here, was in a very dark mood, and in 10 minutes this guy had me going again.
This guy is Bob Mills, who is still thankful he left a dangerous drinking habit behind.
I'm grateful this year to be sober. I'm sober 26 years and to have redeemed my life through 12-step programs and fellowship. Mm-hmm. People I love, the love I can give, my health. I'm no spring chicken.
It is newfound freedom following a prison term for selling illegal drugs that has Rafael Romero feeling grateful this Thanksgiving. He is now a street cleaner, proudly working for an honest wage.
I'm grateful for just being home and being able to start a new life, being happy and not having to look over my shoulder. I'm happy that I'm being a different person, changed, and I'm just looking for a new beginning. I get to go home. I go home tired. You know, I wake up to a new day and look forward to work and push my blue bucket, you know, but hopefully I'll get successful in life.
Liborna Deva came to New York from Kosovo to pursue a graduate degree. She also hopes for success in life and, like many, is grateful to America for giving her a shot at her dreams.
The fact that I have the opportunity and people are believing in me here, that's the thing that I'm most grateful for. And it's like a place where I can be who I am. And, like, people accept me for it. It's unbelievable the fact that I've been here only for 3 years and I can call this place home. And that's what America does to you. And I'm grateful for that a lot. Yes, this is going to be a good Thanksgiving. A lot to be thankful for.
Some of the thoughts of gratitude that Americans will be digesting along with their turkey and trimmings this Thursday, Thanksgiving 2012. Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.